staff advice, and I would go with Oak Crest, Beach Haven, and was the third one Carver, Liz? Yeah, that would be my three, but those are all LMI, they're all stormwater drainage, staff recommendation. They meet the intent of the policy, so that's where I'm at.
This is Commissioner Mike Kohler, District 2 in Escambia County, southwest portion, when they're talking about the rebuild money that's available, somewhere shy of $60 million for Escambia and Santa Rosa County to divvy up. And, of course, that includes the city of Pensacola, and having to put forward three projects. And then, you know, if the total of all of the applied for projects breaks the threshold, then certain ones are going to get thrown out right off the top if they do not affect low to moderate income areas. And then from the rest, there's a scoring system to figure out which ones are going to get granted. And as you would not be surprised to find out, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Pensacola have applied for more than the total. And, you know, in fact, Escambia has, or Pensacola, sorry, has put in for the entire Hollis T. Williams drain water project, which is a big, big price tag. Escambia put in for, an ECAT thing and then a bunch of stormwater stuff. Santa Rosa were smaller numbers in the just a million or so, but they also put in for some stormwater projects. Joining us now, we have Wes Moreno. He is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. I know this conversation caused a lot of consternation among the commissioners, in part because they were frustrated about the process, about the designation, about the age of the data being used to score or unscore as an LMI area. I have kind of a different question here, which is, did Escambia and the city and Santa Rosa, did you all ever coordinate when this came down just to see, hey, is there maybe a way that we can put forward a set of proposals that we all get something out of and that we're not really competing against each other, but that we would kind of all be happy to get where, you know, we're not over-requesting from the pot? Did that ever happen?
No, it did not. We did not coordinate with Santa Rosa and I think the city. You know, they had their priorities, and so they submitted theirs, and then so we chose ours, and but there was no coordination between the three.
Okay. I mean, as a citizen, I know it's easy to say looking back, but I know you guys benefited to a degree from knowing in advance what Pensacola and Santa Rosa were going to do, but it just seems like that would be a, you know, that would be a maybe a better way to not compete against each other for this limited money, but to figure out, hey, can we all do this in a way that makes us all get what we want, right?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that strategy. You know, we have so many initiatives, so many priorities in the CMB, and the city has theirs as well. And, you know, a lot of our initiatives really don't border the city, and really it would be hard to kind of work it in to combine efforts there in some areas. But, you know, we'll see how we move going forward. If we have an opportunity to work with the city, we always do, and we're happy to do so.
And this, if I read the proposals right, and you and I have talked about this a little bit before too, but that two of the three asks have to do with directly stormwater drainage, and they're all low to middle income areas or moderate income areas, which means that they're eligible, so to speak. The ECAT one is the only one that I don't really understand the connection to. And I mean, look, they're going to score how they're going to score, but are you realistically anticipating that one getting approved?
Hopeful. Certainly we're hopeful. You know, ECAT sits in an area that experiences flooding, you know, a historical flooding. During Hurricane Sally, we had severe flooding there at ECAT. And so, and it is in kind of the Delano area where we would want to make some stormwater improvements. And we have a plan to do that. And so, yeah, we're hopeful that we get some funding for that. And we're also applying for another grant as well for ECAT. To put, you know, if we only get partially funded, we're going to continue to go after some additional grant money to relocate ECAT.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that was brought up in the meeting is the concern that, you know, hey, maybe we get approval for some of it, and then we're on the hook for trying to find the rest of the funds our own way. If you're going to do the project anyway, that's a benefit. If it's a project you wouldn't have done it otherwise, you know, that can be a cost. One of the other things I wanted to talk about with you a little bit is, a good news note, we got some new jet skis, right, from New Orleans?
We did. We got some new jet skis. Got three of them, and kudos to Jamie Higdon and Eric Gilmore. We're working together there. You know, Jamie is just—he's always creative and how and looking for opportunities to bring in needed equipment. We've been needing jet skis for quite some time, and believe it or not, they're hard to come by. We looked last year, just we just couldn't get them. And so, you know, he didn't take it off his radar. He kept looking, and he found these over in New Orleans. And so we scooped them up while we had the opportunity.
No, that's good news. And I love that, you know, we scramble and find stuff, especially in the, you know, COVID, post-COVID environment. That can be a challenge. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
And taking a look, we do have a couple of things to watch out for. One is a light flashing at 17th and Cervantes in East Hill, so I could tie things up. And a motorcycle accident at Navy in Barrancas, and they have traffic going into the turning lane to go around it, so not a roadblock. You can text 437-1620 if you have a traffic tip. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno. Wes, something I had been wanting to ask you about because I thought that it was a very interesting and telling moment in the committee in the commission meeting last week. I'm going to play a little bit of this audio, and then I'm going to get you to react. This is you talking about the procurement department.
And whereas the Escambia County Purchasing Department is a member of the National Institute for Government Procurement, the NGIP recognizes, supports, and practices the public procurement values and guiding principles of accounting ethics, impartial professionalism, service, and transparency. And whereas it is fitting that we recognize and honor the ongoing contributions of America's purchasing professionals by observing Purchasing Month with the motto, Purchasing, Helping Build Better Business and Government.
I thought it was awesome to hear you be so emotional about something that most people might not even know exists as a government department, procurement. You seem to be almost on the verge of tears there. Pretty emotional moment for you talking about them and their turnaround.
Well, they have. It's been such an amazing turnaround, and in a very short amount of time, in my opinion. But to see the work that this group does, and to see the team that Jeff Lovinggood has built, and the excitement when you go down to purchasing, it's night and day from what it used to be. I mean, it used to be like going into a dungeon almost. And now, you go down there, everybody's upbeat, everybody's happy. There's some excitement, an air of excitement in there, and they're driving work, and they want to do good work, and they are doing good work. And it's just amazing to see a group come together and be successful and continue to want to drive and continue to want to improve. And, you know, we had a record year last year, even with being understaffed. And then this year, those guys are just, they're just flying down there. They're just driving work out. And it's noticeable. Every agenda, you see we're awarding work, whether it be a design or construction. And it's just amazing. Didn't think we'd ever see it. I think it's the best, in my tenure anyway, it's the best procurement's ever been. And I think it's just noteworthy.
You know, no, it is.
It is amazing.
And I'm glad to give them the kudos. I'm glad, and I was glad that you talked about it. I mean, you know, people might not realize, but, you know, imagine if nobody in your house ever went shopping, what would happen? You know, like.
I'll say this. It has been. If you're going to be the administrator, you better have a good procurement department.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're going to have problems. I've seen it. I've heard it. And a good telltale sign is the board never speaks of procurement. I like that. Because if they're speaking of procurement, they're bringing it up. It's usually not in the good light.
Yeah. So, you know, for government operations, you know, they're like the tech crew, right? When people notice the sound and light, that's a bad thing. They shouldn't notice that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff. Hey, just last quick thing, because I wanted to find out where we stand on this. The city talking a lot about homelessness and what they're doing and kind of waiting on the county to, you know, take your action with your ARPA funds. Do you have a deadline maybe tomorrow to turn in the application for the shelter that you want to build, or has it already been turned in? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, we turned that application in last Friday.
Okay.
I signed some documents, and so we turned that in last Friday. And let me say this. I know we are working with the city in this initiative. D.C. has the federal homeless expert coming in on, I think, May the 9th. We're going to have a joint city-county meeting and listen to the presentation. And then the 10th, then we're going to have like a civicon about the issue. But I would also say internally, I put a small working group together, working with Allison Patton and Chandra Smiley and some folks. And we've been meeting. We met last week with Dr. Joseph from Lakeview on continuum of care. And we want to see some changes there and make some improvements there. We've been involved in the point in time count. We got involved in that this year. Didn't go great, but it went better than it's been. But next year, I'm going to have my emergency manager run the whole point in time count. We're going to organize it and put it together. And I think we're going to be more successful next year. But we are driving hard, kind of behind the scenes, I guess. You know, we're going to meet with the continuum of care. We're going to meet with our service providers. And there's a disconnect between the different service providers and shelters.
Sure.
So we want to bring all these people together. And we just want to bring them together and let them know what grants are available to them, how we can work with each other. And so we are driving hard behind the scenes in homelessness.
Yeah, no, and I understand, and I'm glad that's happening. That's been the long-standing problem with our approach to this is lack of coordination between these different entities who have often been very stovepiped by their own choices, you know. And so, you know, getting everybody to work together, I know that's Connie's been working on that quite a bit as well. And so it's good to see and good to hear that, you know, not everything you see in the public about what's happening is the full totality of what's going on behind the scenes, whether it's this or working on the District 1 Medical Examiner Office or anything else that the county is doing. That's kind of why I like to have you on to tell people the stuff they don't necessarily see out in the open. Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator for Escambia County. Wes, as always, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you're doing to lead the county and for giving us the information. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you later.